Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chipper here, as always, and like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I want to go to the press conference, and I heard you ask multiple questions, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, all the questions are valid, all the questions are good. I feel like it was almost like a high school situation, though, where we're asking fundamentals, we're asking confidence. It's just the accuracy issues, Chip, were so startling. It's causing you and Suhan and Seifert to ask these questions about how in the hell is this happening with such frequency?
Well, I even go back to, and welcome back, Chad. I haven't talked to you in a couple weeks.
Yes.
But I go back it was when they came back from Europe. Remember when they had the bye?
Yep.
And it was like the first time, and JJ was coming back, and it's the first time we'd talked to KO after that, and he was talking about how he spent the bye week basically going back to the fundamentals, and it was just them and on the field and working through, you know, really it sounds like quarterbacking 101, like really breaking down to, you know, finite detail. And I remember thinking, man, this seems like starting over, like with the fundamentals. And I just think, and JJ said last week, it kind of grabbed my attention at his press conference during the midweek on Wednesday, how sometimes in the heat of the moment in a game, bad habits creep back in. And O'Connell's constantly talking about feet and eyes and bounce and footwork. And all these
base.
Things. It just
a lot of base talk.
Base and bounce, yeah. So to me, it's just like, how much of an issue is this? Like, this doesn't seem like you're close to mastery of anything that his, you know, it can look good in practice, but when you get to the games, is it all that's affecting his accuracy? Is it, I wonder, because we see this intensity and the emotions, does he get so amped up? Does that cause some of him to airmail these overthrow guys? Because what we saw yesterday, Chad, was
startling.
I mean, there were five where you're like, wow, that wasn't even close.
Correct.
You know, and it wasn't like he was under a lot of pressure either. And they had a running game. So that was to me what stood out.
All right on every one of those points. And listen, Tiger Woods at his peak, Michael Jordan at his peak, Tom Brady at his peak, they work on fundamentals. It just, I'm with you. It just sounds elementary. And I don't know if over the top is, it just sounds like KOC's coaching a high school team to me with those fundamentals. And I'm telling you, if it's five and I got to go over, under, I'm going over. And I just wonder, for a guy who's had the success that he's had, if he himself is just overwhelmed by how hard this is for him right now.
It seems that way. It seems like there is it feels like, and we can't get inside his brain, but it feels like things are happening at 1,000 miles an hour. And you're seeing him hitch. You're seeing him be late throwing it. We're talking about I can't remember another coach talking about fundamentals to this degree with a quarterback. Like mm-hmm. it's like yep. a never ending theme. Like it's that's all we talk about are his fundamentals and the bad throws. And you could just tell the one throw where he missed Jefferson along the sideline there on the third down. And he yes. immediately grabs his head and then yep. basically sprints off.
Yeah. He did that two or three times where he was just get me out of here.
Yeah, it just felt like, man, at that point, I wondered, and I didn't think it would happen, but I was like, is he going to put Brosmer in here just to calm him down?
Would you have done that?
Honestly, probably not. I mean, I just think
– I'm a no.
Chad, I think he has to go through this. He has yep. to go through this. Like, if you pull him out, he's not going to – as hard as it is to watch and probably for them to go through, this is part of the growing, and he has to – live through these things and work his way. And you know what? He came back and had a heck of a drive at the end. So to that extent, he did. And he wouldn't have had that learning lesson had you pulled him. So I don't think that's the answer. I know people are saying that. And as in the moment, you're thinking, man, the thing has snowballed to the degree where I don't know if keep running him out there is going to be productive. But I think he just has to go through this.
I 100% would not have put Brosmer in, and I don't see any scenario in the next few weeks either. You know, he didn't throw the ball a lot in Ann Arbor. Then he has, the three series last year. Then he has the two games this year, gets hurt. I mean, he has to go through it, and then we don't know if he's going to get there. But by going through it, he's got to play. He just and, yeah. and this season right now, because of the other issues which we're going to get to in the next segment – they're 4-6 not just because of him. Like, if there were so many other elements of this team which were flourishing, then I would consider somebody else. But they're also going with an undrafted kid who, by the way, his calling card at the U of M, and you've been here for a long time now, he's the most accurate quarterback at the U of M I've seen in like 30, 40 years, right? So I'm not down to the college level. And that makes me think of McCarthy. Like, one of the criticisms at McCarthy was – the occasional inaccuracy there, too. And you can have a lot of refinement. You can have a lot of improvement. We've witnessed a lot of quarterbacks. And Dave found the Josh Allen numbers, where Josh Allen's completion percentage was about where JJ's at. But, Chip, I just think of the elite quarterbacks, the eventual elite quarterbacks, who struggled early, and I just don't remember the consistency of the inaccuracy and the misses – by such distance, a lot of these throws aren't like, oh, that's like a half stride off. They're just not even close, and you know it once it leaves his hand.
Well, it was. I mean, you go back to the first possession yesterday, the one deep shot right off the bat to Addison. I mean, that comes up yards short. You're like, whoa, okay. And then he overshoots Jefferson on third mm-hmm. down. Like, oh, yep. this is not going well here. And you're right. It's the throws were – as I wrote my column, he's not missing by inches. He's missing by feet, in some case, yards. And so, and it doesn't help when your pass catcher has dropped five or six passes. Yep. I mean, that just, that puts even more pressure on him to, you got to help him out. And that goes without saying that, you just can't have those kind of, because it compounds the problem. So, I don't know. I mean, O'Connell said this was one of his best weeks of practice, or last week was one of his best weeks of practice, and everything looked good, the accuracy and stuff. So yeah. whatever's not carrying over and translate, is it the heat of the moment? Does he fall back into being rushed? I don't know. But it's something, again, I don't think pulling him out is the answer. And Seifert asked O'Connell after the game, like, is there a scenario where you would
– they want to know part.
And he said, I'm not even going to go there with that. So, and I didn't, understandable.
I get it.
I just don't see that happening. I don't see it happening.
You know, on one of the drops, it's that short kind of center route, Darren Jones.
That was too hot.
It was absurdly hot. That's another thing. To me, if it's quarterback who's finishing his college career with success and is going to be a first round draft choice, they've figured that element out. I mean, how many passes this year have we witnessed from him? It's only five games, so they stand out. There's got to be about 10 to 15, Chip, where you're like, wait a second. You got to put some air under that. You got to show a little deft touch. And he just wants to go with the fastball almost every time.
Well, that's it. And we, the conversation coming in, which was a narrative, I don't know how, that his arm strength. We don't have to worry about that. His arm strength is fine.
No, it's fine. That he,
I mean, everything's a fastball. And so that's where he's having to, you know, that's where he has to learn to layer passes and put more touch on it. You're right, the one to Aaron Jones, I mean, threw 100 miles an hour, and he just had no chance to catch it. So, I mean, Chad, there's just a lot of things I'm sure they're going through his mind right now. And I don't know if you watched JJ's press conference, but
that's the one I watched. Yeah.
He was visibly agitated. I mean, he was frustrated with himself, and you could just tell right from he walked up there and said, "This stinks," in a different word. And he was, I think, upset with himself how he played.
He should be. I mean, he's self-aware enough to know this isn't even close to good enough. And I know it's early, but, man, you want to see some progress. And he made some good throws in the final drive. I don't know if I thought there was any great throws, but it was progress. But, man, the bar is so low for progress. Let's pause with Chip. Come back. Other aspects of the game, we'll try to squeeze in maybe something on Gopher football before we finish. It's our friend Chip Scoggins with us every Monday. Check out his excellent work in the Star Tribune on a regular basis. We're right here on WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Right back with Chipper. Say KOC hits the button with you after Reichert kicks extra point. And the Vikings are now ahead 17-16. It's late in the game. Are you kicking it just as he did in the corner to about the 2-yard line, which seems to be like the en vogue kick now? You kick in the end zone before we get to the catastrophe of staying in the lanes, which they did, and obviously three guys did not. Where would you have kicked that ball?
Yeah, probably out of, you know, through it if I could, and not give up the potential of a long return like that. I was reading my colleague Mark Craig's 5 Extra Points, and said they had practiced all week for this, that same return where the guy cuts it, you know, across field like that, and
mm-hmm. Yep.
They had, what, 3 guys get out of their lane, 2 guys get out of their lane?
It's three.
Clearly something happened.
I watched it like three times. With the end zone look, it's I mean, I hate to use remedial again, but Chip, I mean, you've been around so many football practices. It's like the first time somebody does this, they stop and say, no. Yeah, you're going to angle a little bit.
Yeah.
But they just, Pace, Felton, I forget the other guy, just completely go to the other side of the field, giving Duvernay, who's very good, not a small lane, a significant spot to gain huge yards.
Well, if you're going to do that, you have to trust that you have rehearsed it and practiced it, and your guys are going to follow it, and they didn't. So it's another example of this team is just not good enough. They're finding ways to lose instead of finding ways to win, which has been their kind of their MO the last few years, right, under O'Connell, these one-score games. They make the plays. This year they're not. And so in hindsight, yeah, you kick it out of, you know, kick it through the end zone so there's not a return, but I think he's always going to trust that his guys are going to do the right thing. And, you know, in that situation, they did. And they played it exactly wrong and not how they were, you know, I guess, prepared to do it.
Yeah, I actually don't have a problem with where they kicked it. I think you just didn't expect that type of incompetence. And the camera caught KOC, yeah. And his anger was very clear. The turnover numbers are also hard to fathom, right? That
yes.
You have this Bengals game where they get five of them. They have four total turnovers the rest of the season. They have three interceptions. They're a minus seven. They're minus two yesterday. And the team they played yesterday now has 22 takeaways. Mm-hmm. Just dreadful.
Well, and what has been the hallmark of Brian Flores' defense before mm-hmm. the season?
Yeah, right.
That's what they did. They yep. created turnovers. I think they were, you know, one of the best at getting interceptions last year. And it's just they're not having the swarming impact on the quarterbacks where you just see the quarterbacks get completely rushed. The only time I've really felt like, now we saw it, you know, against the Bengals, against a quarterback who's not a starting quarterback.
Right.
But the only other time I really felt like that this year, Chad, was when they played Detroit, Jared Goff. I thought he got sped up and was the pressure got to him. But other than that, now they made Caleb Williams run around and he's amazing in terms of the Houdini acts he pulls sometimes to get out of sacks. But
it's a combo. I think it's a combo. He's very good at it. And I thought their tackling yesterday left a lot to be desired, too.
Well,
not taking away everything from Caleb, but, man, there are a lot of chances to make plays.
Well, think about the one. Jay Ward comes in on, you know, a free run.
Exactly.
Should have been a sack. He slides off him, and then that turns out to be a 15-play drive that was mm-hmm. 11 runs. So,
right.
And that changed the whole drive. You get that sack there. But this is the amazing thing, Chad. Both Caleb Williams and J.J. McCarthy completed 16 of 32 passes. They had the same line.
Right.
Except for the yards and the interceptions, right? But it's in the misses, you know. I mean, the misses were different. So, yeah, they haven't tackled well. They just haven't created enough of the chaos that leads to those turnovers that we've seen in years past.
All right, let's go Gopher football. It was rinse and repeat, right? Play a very good team, and you're down big. And I know later in the game the margin slowed down. I mean, do you really care about that? That later in the game they were a little more competitive.
No.
When it mattered, they got their doors blown off. So, all right, how are we going to look at this year if they win? At Wrigley.
Northwestern.
Yeah,
Wrigley.
Wrigley. And then they beat a woeful Badgers team. What is our assessment of the team then?
Well, that's going to be interesting to see how people view it because, you know, you may say, okay, eight wins, but your road losses, you just got absolutely wiped off the field.
Yep.
And you weren't competitive. I mean, I guess you're a mildly competitor at Cal, but the Big Ten games – Chad, the four Big Ten wins that they have now, those teams have a combined record in the conference of 6-23.
Mm.
Two of them haven't won a Big Ten game,
yeah.
Purdue and Michigan State. So it's like
And by the way, those weren't blowout wins.
No, I would say the one game where you said, you know what, that looked like a good team out there, Nebraska.
Yes.
Other than that,
that's
it just it hasn't felt that way. And people are going to look at it how they want to look at it and say it's Minnesota. They don't have the money. Eight wins, they'll take it. But it feels weird to me when you're winning close games against inferior teams and just getting absolutely wiped off the field against good teams. It's hard to.
Well, and then you start looking at like When you think of Fleck, I mean, I honestly might think of two spots. Offensive line is normally good to very good. And how many good guys in the secondary have they had during the Fleck run? And
sure,
I look at both those positions this year, Chip, and think not close to most of the run during the Fleck era in two essential spots on this team.
Without a doubt, probably the most glaring spot that has to be addressed in the offseason to me is offensive line. They tried to upgrade in the portal and it didn't work. They just have been, especially against those good defenses, Ohio State, Oregon,
mm-hmm.
Iowa, who, all by the way, are top five in defense nationally, so they're really good defenses. They're overmatched, and it's pretty obvious, and the game gets out of hand. So they're going to have to address that in the portal again, I think. They're going to have to recruit better. They have some safeties. Coy Parrott, Kerry Brown, it's not like they don't have playmakers back there, but there's just been way too many gaps in their secondary where quarterbacks are just picking them apart, and the tackling's not been good. So
I think we had this conversation in June, and I said something like, I get it. Coy was really good last year, highly recruited. But, man, like, we were just turning him into a program saver, and I just want to say, can we see a little bit more? Like, I want to praise what he did last year, and he met the moment. But, man, we were acting like he was, you know, all Big Ten guaranteed and maybe an All-American. He was much more noticeable on the positive side last year than this year. Is there any doubt about that?
No, not even close.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm talking about just being in the right spot and being fundamentally, you know, tackling,
yep.
being in the right spot. I mean, he just hasn't made those kind of plays that we saw last year. And some of those just happen, you know, like the USC game where you make a spectacular place because you're in a great place to go do it. But no, definitely nowhere near what he did last year.
Great stuff, my friend. Are you watching a good TV show right now, by any chance?
We just finished Task.
HBO,
and I gotta be honest with you, it's one of my favorite ever. I loved it.
Yeah, that's what a lot. Dave, have you jumped on that one?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I've heard great things.
What's the actor's name? Is it Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo. Mark. Yep,
he is absolutely fantastic in it. I loved it. Yeah, it's only seven episodes, one season, but it's terrific.
I just started Pluribus. This is the Vince Gilligan, Ray Sehorn. Those two together from Better Call Saul. And after one episode, I am all in. I'm confused. I'm baffled. I have no idea what is going on with aliens. But I mean, they're both just so brilliant at what they do. I'm all in. So great to catch up, my friend. We'll talk next week.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Scoggins, great human, great columnist, and we are very fortunate to have him on. Reed Forgrave with the Star Tribune also, man, he has got some chops. And this story that he offered up over the weekend about Lizzie Carlson and drugs and relapses and her family trying to help her out and just pins and needles constantly and the amount of time Reed put in the story and what this did to Dan and Yvonne Carlson, it is a must-read, StarTribune.com. Reed is with us in moments on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I have expressed my respect for Reed Forgrave on this radio station a number of times before. To me, if you can get to StarTribune.com, this is a must. Because the amount of time Reed put in this story is award-winning, and it's tragic. And it is a story that probably can't be told as well as Reed tells it. Something like this is happening day after day after day, and sadly with hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals. And we're just talking about the power of addiction, power of opioids, and a young woman by the name of Lizzie Carlson and her family, including her parents, Dan and Yvonne Carlson. Reed Forgrave from the Star Tribune is here. Again to you, just great, great work here. I know you put in over a year of work, including talking to so many family members. How did you first hear about this story?
Great question. And by the way, really, really appreciate you taking the time to talk about this topic, because it is these opioids are just so, so insidious. And just you talk with people who work in like narcotic enforcement or mental health or addiction treatment, and they talk about this as just the worst thing they've ever seen over the past 15 or so years. But as far as finding Lizzie, finding this story, it was probably 2.5 years ago, myself and photographer Elizabeth Flores, who I frequently collaborate with, we were just brainstorming ways to tell this tragic American story. And we're originally thinking, let's find 5 or 6 different characters from all over, because this is something, it's about law enforcement, it's about homelessness, it's about mental health. It's like this opioid crisis is about so many of the problems in American society today. And one of the, you know, handful of characters that we kind of zeroed in on was Lizzie. Elizabeth Flores, the photographer, had met Lizzie's family a couple of years ago at a support group meeting for a support group called Thrive in the southern suburbs. This just incredible family support group for families that are dealing with addiction. And a lot of these families have dealt with deaths from opioid addiction, but came across this family. And at the time, Lizzie Carlson was very much in the throes of addiction. But very much wanting to be sober, wanting to conquer this. And yet this thing kept pulling her back in. The power of these opioids, she just couldn't get away from it. Over the past, I think it was over the past 5 years, her family told me that it had been 57 times that they had tried to get her into, not just tried to get her, that she had gone into detox or rehab or sober living.
Can I just,
5 years.
Thank you. I'm glad you emphasized this and what you said, because opioids is waiting at any of our doors, whether it's for me, you, a family member, a friend. And think about this. In a five-year period, 57 times, unless you've lived that, Reed, or unless you've covered like you and Elizabeth did, it's hard to fathom that.
It is. And there's these lives of sort of quiet desperation that you see from these people. I covered the meth epidemic in Iowa in the early 2000s when I was writing for a newspaper there. And I thought, no way can another drug be worse than meth. And, opioids came along and said, hold my beer. I'm going to show you. And this thing is, I know, like a lot of us, I've dealt with addiction in my life, in my family's life. A lot of us have. And yes. In a way, I feel, but for the grace of God, go with I. If I had started down that road, who would have known where that road would have led? Because these things are just, Lizzie got to the point where it was like she was only using to just like get out of bed in the morning. It wasn't even to get high anymore. When you see people, and I think this is why Lizzie and why Lizzie's family really wanted her story to be told, because of the empathy that when you actually hear someone struggling with this, and I emphasize the word struggling, not just I've given in to opioid addiction, but constantly battling, failing and succeeding. When you see that and you have that empathy for people who are struggling on a daily basis, who are out on the streets, I think it helps you frame this in a different sort of way.
This is Reed Forgrave, great, great writer for the Star Tribune. We're talking about what has happened to Lizzie Carlson and her family and how she just was ravaged by her addiction leading to very strong opioid use. And you write about this, but expand for the radio audience, the family members who would desperately wait to hear from her, how long at times they could go. And the times when you laid out the 57 times, they felt like, okay, maybe we're here. Maybe it's really at a different level. And sadly, in the end, it never was at that level.
Yeah, and I think until the very end, they held out some version of hope. But when you talk about, 57 times over 5 years, this is addiction that lasted twice as long. She was battling addiction for more than a decade. And you get a little bit cynical about it. That's what her dad talked to me about, because the very last time that he saw her, she was in detox. This was back in May earlier this year, and he went and visited her, and he hugged her, and he told her he loved her, and of course he hoped maybe this time it would take. But when you've been through this roller coaster so often, and you've been just hit by a gut punch for it, it's kind of hard to add that sort of hope. And I think when you talk about like this support group, this absolutely incredible support group called Thrive that has been a savior for the Carlson family. I think what they learned through this support group was love your family anyway, because you frankly never know when it's going to be the last time that you see them.
Yeah, that's it's such a reminder. And that can happen to any of us in the most simple ways, let alone if you're in the throes of this. If you are wondering, Lizzie is not with us anymore. She did die. And as you write, this on-and-off boyfriend, she's back with him. They're living in a Ford van. She had just been in detox, told her parents she had rehab lined up. But there's only a certain amount of days you can be in detox. And in the end, that cost her life.
Part of the story is about how the system, the quote-unquote system, can kind of fail people. When you point at the system, that isn't like pointing at one person to blame. It's just we don't know how to deal with addiction in this country. I think we're better at it than we used to be, but also the drugs are so much more insidious than they used to be. When you talk with people in narcotics enforcement, they say you've never seen people just drop dead like this, like they do with opioids. Meth can be a much longer addiction. But
Reed, let me just jump in. Do they say, there's a lot they can do, but are there two or three fundamentals when you devoted a year of your life to this, where these folks who deal with addicts and they're at detox, they're at rehab, they're doctors, where if we made a couple of these changes, we couldn't stop everybody, but we would have a better chance for somebody who tries five attempts at rehab, let alone 57.
Yeah, I honestly wish I could give you the silver bullet answer. I think this is such a complex problem. I think one thing is more beds, more mental health beds would be really helpful. That's something this state and, frankly, 49 other states really struggle with in 2025 America. That's why so many jails are kind of used as America's biggest mental health institutions. That's a problem, because if you're struggling with addiction and mental health and you're sent to jail, yeah, they have some resources, but they're not experts in that. I think that would be number one. And I know on Friday night I went to it was Lizzie's 32nd birthday, or what would have been her 32nd birthday, and they had a memorial service for her where her four-year-old kid was when they're playing Lizzie's favorite song, he was dancing in the front of the church, you know, right in front of pictures of her. It's absolutely heartbreaking. But one of the things the family asked was, like, let's take away the stigma. No, this can be controversial, but the family is very in favor of harm reduction, which is, you know, let's have Suboxone, let's have Naloxone, these drugs that can combat opioid overdoses. Let's have these widely available. Let's love these people instead of shaming them. Let's love them through it. Doesn't always work. Not a guaranteed of working, for sure. And you can see how, like, politically, how those things can go too far. If you look at the city of Portland, they've sort of taken that approach as a city, and I think it went too far. But I think on an individual basis, taking away that stigma, loving someone in spite of their addiction, not enabling it, but not giving further shame to people who often have lives like Lizzie that are just so filled with shame.
Great work. Sad story. I hope it resonates with a lot of people, because you're right on the stigma. There are too many people, millions are too quick to that just happened to somebody, that would never happen to me. And they put themselves in this position. And listen, we're all capable of bad decisions, but we're also all capable of getting an injury and getting a doctor and getting the opioids that way, or thinking you're treating yourself in one manner. There are so many avenues where you get so addicted, where you lose control. And I just still think too many people read who have never experienced this are too dismissive and condescending about anybody who ends up in this path and assumes, well, I could stop it. I wouldn't put myself in the position, when until you've had certain events in your life, you don't know if you could have managed your way out of it, because it is daunting to do that.
Well, perfectly said, my friend. Thank you for saying that. And thanks for talking about what's a really, really difficult topic for people to talk about.
Thank you, Reed. Appreciate it. Reed Forgrave, he's really, really good. The Tribune is lucky to have him. Again, The Monster Inside of Me, about Lizzie Carlson. Go check it out right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.